This same Jesus, which you call the Savior, was a Delef, and he was not killed by you, but he anesthetized of the other Delefs and later awakened and taken to another location. His disciples were taught to take care of people in other places. Comment. Yes. This info is in line with that in Talmud's manual, and the book The Hermit, of Lobsang Rampa, Jesse Lebed in Indian Avenue, Holger Kirsten, Issa Avenue, Nikolajnotovich, Christ in Kashmir Avenue, Muhammad Yassin. Then continue from the book of Auntie Johnson. I asked if all the wonders that can be read about in the Bible, water sharing itself, locusts in Egypt and more. It was the work of the Delefs, who tried to help the oppressed population. As stated in the book Thyuba Prophecy from Car 1989, though not using that word for the cosmic helpers. Ro comment. I ask him why we cannot get this help today. Now, he says, there are none of them left, but only some books, characters and things that they left behind here. Where did they live? I ask. They lived in the mountains and in the sea. I've always said that if you can find Atlantis and the big caves, so you get answers to all your questions. If you find it and interpret the right signs, you have nothing to be concerned about. We begin to talk about the destruction of the Delef's planet, but there is not much to say, for he has shown me what happened. He says simply, once again, that we must stop before it's too late. So we are there. He asks if I'm hungry, because there is little time left. We are entering a building inside almost looks like a regular restaurant. All the walls are yellow, ceilings and floors are red, the small interior space is available as chrome, seat comprises a seat and a pipe and tables look pretty similar to this. We are fed directly onto a plate, mug is the same as the one I seen before. But this time it's something completely colorless in it, that tastes good, almost like lemonade. The food is reminiscent of a great steak, but it is very porous to consistency. I have also some vegetables. While we eat, enters a different man and he looks at me and wonder if he can get one of those fire keepers that I have. I do not know what he means, but my host says that it is my cigarette lighter, he says, so he gets it, and then I lit a cigarette. He takes it and goes and sits down at a table and try to light it but he cannot, but I can show him. We leave the house to re-enter the vehicle and return home to Earth. Then I ask about the animals that I would see. We'll show them on the road from here. We raise and give us away, but only at 20-30 meters above the ground. We arrive at the forest that I had seen before, and he asks me to look down. I've seen many animals before, but those beats all records. The first thing that I catch sight of is a great lizard of any kind, 8-10 feet long with all the colors of the rainbow. They stand and eat on a tree, and there are also other lizards of various sizes. A little further away, I catch sight of something that looks like a cross between an elephant and a muskox, also a very large animal. I also see a few birds, but they look quite ordinary, much like our eagles, but with different colors. I ask if there are fish in the water. He asks me to wait a while, says something to one of the others, which goes into another room. Then he asks me to look down into the water, and down there I see a beast that looks like a whale but much more slender, and so some other fish resembling sharks. I wonder if there are small animals as well. That makes it, he says, but it is seldom they come, it's only the big who are not afraid. He also says that some of these animals have lived on Earth, and there are still some left. They stay away, but sooner or later you find even them. Now we are on the way to the Earth again, I ask how it can go so fast. He answers, these are not as far as you think, but you can still not bring you here. You will be able to travel to other places that are further away, when you have left the Earth. But you do not fixate on the Moon, for you will discover that it is doomed to fail. But go beyond to Mars instead. There are conditions much more to build stations, and then travel further and further. To us you cannot come, but well to others. And yet once again, start looking in your own history, so you will find the answers. Now we are there. I wonder if we meet again? It is possible, he says. But if I want to contact you and ask for advice, what do I do? Use the light and thought of the star of the triangle, but do not use it unnecessarily. May I answer? It was the last thing he said, since I was led out of the ship, and submerged in my garden, to see them go off. The same thing happened again, four glowing orbs leaving the vehicle and hit the ground, where they disappear. I go in, my girl is asleep as he said. I look at the clock, it's 5:30. Meeting at Spring with Spaceman, 850329. I thought that last time would be the last of my meetings with these strangers, but now it has happened again and the same night calling as before. On the meeting place the craft is waiting. It suddenly beamed around the intense flash of light and I find me there the next moment. I do not really recognize this time. The room looks like a big bubble, and the gangway in center parts in two directions up. The light changes from blue to green, for the next second to be colorless. Those hilarious small-sized creatures, however, are equally, and I recognize the man as I like to talk with. I am asked to sit down on the surprisingly comfortable bench. I get a mug with some kind of beverage, the same procedure as before is repeated. It's dark and I feel vibrations. Apparently we are going somewhere. After a while it becomes light in the room and the man enters. He sits down. And for the first time I see something resembling a smile on his face. I had intended to ask about some things, but before I do that, he says that he knows what I want to ask about. I learn that since we met last, he and his family have studied me from a distance, without showing himself. His family, I wonder, can they be those small-sized? I get a response right away. They are their equivalent of our servants, and they come from a world that is many light years from us. They have suffered the same misfortune as the Delephs and that can happen on Earth if we do not stop in time. He tells of explosions on other planets caused by what we call nuclear weapons, but because some people are far ahead of us in space so they can move to other planets before they are annihilated. Some of them have moved here, and to other places. Since I do not like either our foreign haters, or immigrant oppressions, so I have to ask him if these beings is considered as a form of slavery or similar? But he answered me that they are what we call employees, of him to do a job. It is as on the Earth, except that they get most of their laborers from other planets. There are also people from Earth who are working on his planet, some of them are merchants. But he denies that anyone would not be there voluntarily. I ask him how a man who lived on Earth for many years would choose to move to a place he did not know and leave family and friends behind him, and perhaps never to return. You write contracts with each other of the most varied kind, he says. We also write contracts with our so-called immigrants, but with the difference that they can be broken at any time. Let me say it like this, we are making an agreement with you, sure you want to come to us for a year or so, and you accept the terms. You stay with us a few years but would then return to Earth. You are sent back and get a new identity, but you've forgotten all of what you experienced and been through. I ask him how it works, how can I get back to friends and relatives after having been gone perhaps for years? I'll tell you what to do, he says, but first I have some questions I want you to answer as truthfully as possible. I already know your innermost thoughts, but I would still like to see if I'm right. So he puts some questions about my personal circumstances, which I answer as best I can. He was grateful for what I have told him, and says that of those who voluntarily come to his planet, no one have wanted to go back to Earth. I wonder why I have not seen anyone other than his people, and these small-sized creatures, when I was on his planet before. You've never been to a home planet. You have only seen a spaceport and a ruined planet. But you will see our planet, but it is far away. It takes 6 days to get there, and we do not know if you can make it until we have made an inspection of your physique. 6 days, I said, it is impossible. So long, I cannot be gone without talking about it, and who would believe it? For the second time I see him smile. Aren't your times are not the same. According to your time you are not gone more than 13 hours. It is hard enough, I say. I understand that you think it's hard, but your wife and children will be asleep and not notice anything. They do not sleep so long, I say. They can sleep longer if we want it. You mean you can anesthetize them, without they suspect anything? Is that what you have done before, when I was away for short periods? I can get them to sleep the time it takes for you to visit my home. When you return, they will sleep well. Your wife will wake up first, so there is no one to notice anything. To cope with the journey, you have to drink about 1.5 liters of a drink you will find in your room. It will make you both heavier and stronger. But make sure that no one sees you when you drink it. You might get a little uncomfortable by it after some hours, but there will be no more than a little stomach ache and dizziness that goes over in minutes. 1.5 liters, but I never get down. You should drink it with a time intervals, 1 pint at a time. A few days after you drink it, you will notice that you breathe a lot calmer and you are more stable. On the 4th day after you have emptied all, if you then think that it does not feel uncomfortable in any way, you will find a small box with a knob on. Take it and turn it clockwise until it stops. Then place it somewhere out of sight, but with the black side up. Now I'll leave you, but we will meet again soon. My family is waiting anxiously till I get home and I tell of our meeting. They look forward to meet you. A moment later I stand in my garden, to return to see him go away to the dark sky. I'm thinking a while about what happened. Can this be real, or is it a dream? I go into bed, but cannot sleep, so I get up again and put on some tea. I find it strange that I never asked what his name is. Should I accept his offer to travel through space to his home planet? Or should I let him down and ignore it all? No, I do not think I can do it. He has shown me their confidence, and he apparently relies on me. Preparing for the long trip, 850427. Now, apparently soon it shall be done, what I have been waiting for weeks. One evening when I get out of the store, my hub room, which he called the office, and open the cabinet under my desk, so is there a mug and a bottle. I know it is not me who took out the cup, because that is one of my own. Beside is a juice bottle made of plastic. In the mug a paper is placed that I take up and read. It is as it were an instruction manual on how to make it. I will fill the cup with liquid in the bottle, and then I will drink out of a quarter of the contents, then wait 10 minutes, drinking a quarter more, and then the remaining quarters of within 10 minutes. When I emptied all, so I do not eat for 2 hours. The same procedure is then repeated 2 more nights. It must be said, that there was just no flavor to the drink. It reminded of water that had been outside in the sun a few hours. He had at least not quite right, because I had neither a pain in the stomach or dizziness. But I was breathing slower and felt myself terribly strong and heavy. When all was drunk, so I took the cup and put it in the dishwasher. The bottle I tried to burn up, but it turned out quite difficult. It was just a lump of it that I put in the trash along with other debris. When the 4 days had gone, so I put out the ash box, which had also been in the cabinet. I turned the knob as far as possible, and hid it under a tree in the garden. Next day and the following day, I was so excited about what would happen, that I did not get myself to do something. I even notified me sick at work and had to come up with some reason that I was home to explain for my wife. I went out and looked at the box, which remained, but it was so hot that I got a burn blister in his hand. A few days later I wake at 3 o'clock in the morning. I get up and dress, and go out on a main road. During a street lamp some distance away, he stands and waits for me. He asks if I regret it or if I want to go. I declare that I cannot right now because of my wife and daughter. I need not say more until he replies that he knows about our procedures related to work and school. We agree to meet on the field at 9 o'clock the following morning. Then we go apart. In the morning when I drove my wife to work and was on my way home, I can see a person wanting to lift. To my surprise, I see that it is he whom I met in the craft the past night, so I stop. He walks around and opens the car door on the right side and walks in and sits down. I continue to my home, but he tells to go past until he says that we shall stop. After a while, we stop, gets out and goes out on a meadow. He is talking about when I will be picked up and gives me a little box that I will have on me a few days. It's not bigger than a matchbox, so I can easily have it in my pocket. Then he asks if I want to bring with me some pictures of my family that he can keep. It may well be fine, I say, and ask if I can get something as a souvenir from his home planet. but I cannot, for he does not want there to be any direct evidence for their existence. Not yet, he adds, but one day we obviously will know that we here on Earth is not alone. After 10 minutes, he says that I should go to the car, because he will be picked up now. When I have sat in the car, I can see a large, almost oval ball that stops a few feet above the ground. The next second he is gone, and the ball rises rapidly vertically upwards. Then it stops and makes a turn so that it is almost in front of and above me, to then slowly drifts away. I start the car and drive home. When I pass the woods, I see it again. Then there is lit a light on the underside of the craft, and it flashes a few times. I understand that it is a greeting, so I flash back with my car lights. It flashes once again from the craft, then turns off towards the east to disappear behind some clouds. I drive home. During the day I am looking for some photos of my children and my wife as I promised him, and puts them in an envelope. When the big day has come and my wife and my kids come away to work and school early in the morning, I feel myself as a child to be out on his first school trip. I take a quick lunch, shave and dress me in clean clothes. I drink a cup of tea and take a couple of buns. Then I go another round in the house. I'll stay a while in my daughter's room. I look at her toys, and wonder if I might see her again. Same thing in my son's and our own bedroom. I can hardly keep the tears back. Now something strange happens, I get stiff and start sweating. Meanwhile, I hear a voice far away that I had to rush. I look at the clock, it's almost 9:15. I go out, take the car and drive towards the meeting place. When I arrive his voice returns, and it asks me to go down to a lower end of the meadow. There are now two people, one is the one I met before. The second is new to me, has a hood over his head, so I do not see your face. My friend, I call him so, says that this man should stay in my place until I return. Why? I ask. You may not get scared, but he is an exact replica of yourself, both in appearance and manner. The man takes off his hood, and I shrink a little. He is an exact copy of myself. Height, build, appearance, everything is the same. But how is he going to play me, without anyone noticing, with my own voice? He asks me questions about family, work, well, everything. I ask him if he has been in the Azores, and if so, what he was doing there and when it was. I ask him about my kids and everything imaginable. He is responding correctly to all questions. He says that everything that I can do, he can do exactly the same. In the end, I believe. Comment, they have apparently copied all on his mind hard drive dash and loaded it into this other person's or maybe robot's mind. Ro remark. He has a kind of overalls for himself, I will take on. Yes, we should simply change our clothes, even my underwear, I shall not keep. When we changed clothes, put his hand into my coat pocket and take up the tobacco and rolling apparatus. He rolls a cigarette, lights it and goes against the car. I shout at him that I want to have my smoke with me, but then answer my friend that I have so in my pocket. And indeed, it is there. The last I see of my copy is that he got into his car and drives away. Well, what will happen now? I wonder. We wait until the bus has gone past, then we will start. Shortly afterward there is indeed a bus on the road, and it is soon gone. Come, he says. Then I see the oval ball again, and it is a few feet above us. The next moment we are in it. There is one room with two chairs and a lot of instruments, everything is completely white. He asks me to sit down and lean me back. For the first time I feel that we are moving, it is like to ride in an airplane. There are no windows, so you cannot see out. I have no idea how high we are, or have landed. Then he presses a button and points to some kind of TV screen. I can see my own car when it turns up in the driveway. My copy gets out and goes into the house. He goes out again and into the garage, where he retrieves a ladder. He puts it up back of the house and go up on the roof to the TV aerial, as he sets there a little box. Then he goes down and up again. Now we both hear and see what goes on inside the house, just as clearly as if we were there. He says that everything is clear. To my surprise, He takes a pot from the cabinet and fills it with water. He opens a cupboard where we have bread, spreads himself a couple of sandwiches and starts eating. Then TV screen is turned off, and we are moving again. After a while the screen lights up again, but it's just a dark with a brighter spot in the middle. But as I look at the screen, the dot gets bigger and bigger, and I see that it begins to resemble a giant craft. The visit to the home planet, 850503. The big craft is several hundred meters long. In the end, I see only a big black wall with an opening that we pass in through. Suddenly all becoming light, it looks like a large hangar, and there are already dozens of these bubbles as I, myself sitting in. After a while it opened a door behind us. We go out and up against a door that opens before we have arrived at it. We are entering a long corridor and through another door. We enter a large hall with a podium at one wall and above it a lot of chairs and people. I'm being asked by my friend to sit down. After a while enters a man and sits down at the podium. He greets us and talk about why we are here, says my friend. We said that we are 15 from the Earth that had to be shown around on their planet, and then go back and think about what we've seen and if we want to come back again. Then he asks us to remain on our site until we get to the place intended. It takes about 2 hours, and during the time we get some refreshments. Now enters 15 women, each with a tray in hands. One of them comes up to me and puts the tray on a table. I get a mug of tea, two slices of bread with some kind of meat-like, and something resembling our cucumbers. They are fabulous tasteful, reminds a little of the flavor of kiwi fruit. The woman in question is sitting on a chair at the side and only stares at me. When she notices that I get a little annoyed, she just looks the other way. I ask her if it's okay to smoke in here, and it goes well, she says. Naturally, she says she does not know how to do this smoking. She has only seen people smoking in movies. She says that they often show movies that are taken on Earth, otherwise they would not have been able to learn our customs and our language. I learn that we Earthlings of 15 are representing 15 different languages, and that each of us has a hostess who had learned the language and studied the country. This seems pretty as mere tourist trip, I think. She says it is more a study trip, and possibly later to return and become a resident. I ask her where the man who brought me here has gone. He has gone over to another ship, but you will meet him again. But becoming a resident, how can this be accomplished? I cannot answer, but for this visit you should stay with us. I am part of your host family, and you have already met my father, and my mother, you will see when we get there, and, you will also see my sister later. We start talking about her home and how it looks, and their habits. She disappears for a while but comes right back with a bundle of newspapers. It looks like magazines, but they are very unusual. Before she shows me they'll tell her that they also have schools, but a bit more advanced than ours. She says they are probably 500 or 600 years before us in time. We have a topic that corresponds to your free choice, and where we choose what we want to do. As I have seen so many movies from your planet, I chose to study a human being, and I will tell you that you have studied you for over 30 years. 30 years, I say, how did it happen? You do not seem to be more than about 30 years. I am surprised when she says she is 53 years. Her parents are over 90 years. But anyway, I'm young in comparison with others. The average age of the school is 58 years, and I stop when I'm 62. I wonder how she could choose just me of all. We could choose a land from a map. I chose your country, because that with the snow seemed interesting, and it should be a child. Because I was supposed to follow it for 35 years. But that it was just you, is actually by chance. I had to study a film that was taken in your lowlands. The weather was bad, so there were not many children out there. The film started down in Skåne and Blekinge went up over and into the province of Småland. When it passed a while did I see a lake, and on the lake a few characters, so I asked them to stop there. You were three and had some kind of sailing that you went with in the wind. You went up on land and fell and hit you in your left leg. I thought it looked so funny, I said, I chooses him. So now you know how it all started, a few days after this had happened. Do you remember that there came a girl up to you and asked to talk a moment with you? It was me, and since I have followed your life up until now and will do so still some more years. For soon comes, as you call it, an examination. Insert his drawing of this Jenny. Now we are soon at our arrival, she says. You must not be too disappointed by what you see, but you've seen that we are basically like you on Earth. In the town I live in, there are no tall buildings, but only small units that correspond to your own. Nature and the atmosphere is almost identical. The climate is perpetual summer, but with some storms. We have no cars as you on Earth, as we float around on small discs of metal, when we are not going on long distances. We have lakes and oceans, sand and stone. Well, you will yourself see that there is no significant difference on our planets. The main difference is enough that you'll see a sun and three other planets that correspond to your moon. Now it's time for us to go to the smaller ships, for this will stop here. On the way there, I will show you how our planet looks like. We enters a room with bare walls, she presses a button, a window appears in the wall, and there outside, I see a giant ball planet trapped in mist, except in places where there is an unobstructed view. Yes, but it's the Earth, I say. No, but I told you it looked almost the same. After 10 minutes, we landed on something that looks like one of our airfields, though it is surrounded by contiguous buildings on all four sides. We go out, it feels nice and warm, but much more humid than at home. She points to a small platform with two seats and says, "Let's go further on this." It is a grayish metal disc, about 2 meters in diameter, 30 centimeters thick, and with a ridge in the middle. We sit on the seats and she sticks a small tray that looks like our credit cards in box on a pole at the side of the platform. After a second or so, we lift approximately 1 meter from the ground and starts to slide forward at a speed that I can compare with a car in city traffic. We are approaching a building that is long and low, and she brings out a new card when we get to a pole just before the house. Insert drawing of this flying platform from book. This opens a door and we go through. Outside, it looks like a wonderland. Bright green hills, bushes and trees, but still not yet seen any buildings or roads. Before us lies a mountain range, but it is overgrown with grass and trees. It seems to be several miles long and car 2,000 meters high. The speed increases slightly and we are soon on the crest. The vision I see on the other side can hardly be described. I have probably ended up in paradise. Far down below is a collection of houses similar as in a valley in the Alps. A river runs straight through the entire valley, with houses on both sides. On the slope down there are almost every tree in the colors of the rainbow, and on the hillside opposite, it looks like great vineyards. She stops the disc, we get off and she asks what I think. I'm dumb and cannot produce a single sound. What I feel cannot be described. I shudder with pleasure at what I see, but in the end I answer her that it cannot be true. We sit down in the grass, it really shimmers of each straw. Do you think you could stay here and leave everything behind you? I know you'd like, but can you? Probably, if I had with me a friend, I reply. We shall go up here again, when we have been down there and introduced you to my family. We shall also have something to eat and drink, for we have not so many hours until you must return to your home. I look at my watch, and it is a few minutes past 12. This, with the time, I never understand. I cannot have gone so far in a few hours. Should we have traveled with your earthly type of crafts, so it would have taken us over 110 years. We sit on the disc again and slides down into the valley. We go across the river to the house at one end of the valley, and apparently she lives here. We stop and go inside. I must say it surprised me a bit that everything seems so much like our Earth. The house is made of wood and stone, furniture of wood and metal. There are some yellow and white flowers on a table. I see a hall that probably is a dining room. I am led into a room that is almost entirely in pink and blue. At a table sits an older woman. It must be her mother. I salute and am told to sit down. The old lady goes out, and my hostess wipes out plates and glasses, but only to us both. When we sat for a while, there entered two small-sized people that looked so funny that I almost laughed. She asks me not to do so, so they would become sad. They have feelings just like us. In all cases, so we eat a piece of meat and lots of vegetables and drink a beverage that tastes divine.